I'm John Batchelor. This is CBSI on the World. I'm with Victoria Hetzig in Budapest, Hungary. She's writing for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I recommend. And her analysis anticipating the 20th Party Congress. There are factions. There are disputes. They have not been resolved as of yet. And we come to all-powerful Xi, the army, state media, the banks, the globalized firms that are state-identified. And then who can oppose that? Well, it turns out there's a former mayor of Shanghai who's now the vice premier of the country, Han Zhong, and he has an ally in Hu Chuchon. And he is a former mayor or leader of Inner Mongolia. Both are billionaires, Victoria tells me. So these are well-to-do men who do not favor the abuse of the miracle, which is the coastal cities. And there was a forum canceled just recently that they would have participated in. I don't know how to say it correctly. Luzhou Forum. Why was it canceled? What does that do?
It's the Lujiazui Forum. So it's the most important annually held financial forum in Shanghai. And, well, it was originally supposed to be held back in June, if I remember right. It was canceled due to COVID, and the new date was set between the 18th and 19th of September. But it was canceled one day before it was supposed to be held because one asymptomatic case, COVID case, was found.
Right. We've seen this model before. All right. What the coastal cities want is development, is prosperity, is access to world trade. That is in opposition to common prosperity. Xi Jinping, you expect him to win through and take the third term going forward. Does that mean that Han and Hu have been defeated, or does that mean that they fight on? What's the prospect?
Well, I do expect Xi to win and to get to be president for his unprecedented third term. This is because so Han and Hu have let their voices be heard as leaders, sort of leaders of the opposition, but they haven't introduced themselves as a candidate, as a challenging candidate for Xi, for the presidential position. However, they are expected to stay in their very prominent posts of vice premier. So they haven't lost. I cannot say they have lost. If they are staying in their positions, they can do a lot for keeping this this sentiment of opposition alive. They cannot do everything because what they can say is very limited because there is a possibility they are not untouchable. There is a possibility of them losing their positions if they say too much and if they show too much that they are part of the opposition, that they are there and they can really lead things and keep this this faction alive. So they haven't lost. This is not going to disappear after the National Congress.
Over these last years, I've learned that Xi Jinping and his faction have used corruption investigation to break rivals. Have either of Hu or Han been accused of corruption? Is there any suggestion of that? You tell me they own private businesses.
Yes, that is right. It's very, very uncommon, almost unheard of for vice premiers, for people in such high positions to be accused of such things like corruption. So I would say that even Xi has his limits in leading this corruption anti-corruption campaign. So he has managed to make many officials disappear with using allegations of corruption, but he hasn't made anyone as prominent disappear as these vice premiers.
There are two vice premiers, both reaching retirement age, Liu and Sun, both identified with Xi Jinping's faction. Yes. Should we watch to see if they continue or are replaced? Will that be? Will that tell us of the future?
So it's, as I have said at the beginning, we cannot be sure about who gets to keep their position and who loses it, who retires. But yes, so if these two people that are in Xi's faction do retire, we can expect someone new getting the position of vice premier, and we cannot be 100% sure that these new people will be as loyal to Xi as the old vice premiers were. So that is something that we need to watch for. Those two new vice premiers could be affiliated with the opposition even.
Victoria Hetzig for Geopolitical Futures, writing of the 20th Party Congress and what to watch for. I'm John Bashan.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.